We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting from the top line. And before we start, I just want to mention that what we didn't speak out, a kasha from the Rashbam, or Daf Samach Aleph from a Beis, that there the Gemara has a shaila when I sell a bias l'chaveiro b'bira g'dayla, it's an apartment in this big building, or a sada and a bika. And the shaila was that when I gave the borders of the bika, did I mean to sell the whole bika, only the sada? The same thing comes to a bira. I gave the borders of the whole bira, did I mean to sell the whole bira, only the bias? So the Rashbam asks, why don't you say, hadam maidim, look how much money you paid. For a building, it cost $1 million. For an apartment, it's $200,000. So why don't you just look at the money? Same thing by a sada and a bika. One property is much less than a whole bika. So why don't you just look how much you paid? On that, the Rashbam answers, ain oino l'karkois. When it comes to karkois, there's no oino. And therefore, even if it's more money, it's not a raya. Maybe he's overpaying for the property because it has a good location, wherever it is. There's a klal, ain oino l'karkois. Zog the Gemara Vayta and Tapas Samach Beis and Aleph, at the end of the line, the word Meitzah. We're talking about here again, where someone writes in a shtar, he's selling someone a property, and he gives the dimensions and the borders of this property. And he wrote like this, Meitzah loy Meitzah echad aruch. On one side, for example, on the Ma'ariv side, on the west side, he says the length of the border is 100 amos. Then, the north and the south is also 100 amos. When it comes to the east, he only says 50 amos. So we have here, 100 amos on three sides. On one side, he only gave 50 amos. That's only gave that much space as he borders. So now the question is this property 50 by 100 or it's 100 by 100? That's the question. Because on one side, on the east side, he said it's 100 amos long. On the west side, he said it's only 50 amos long. So which way do you go? So it's good here, if you look at the Gemara, look at the pictures. So look at the first picture where you see Katzer and Aruch. So one side is short, the one side is longer. So that's when he bordered those two sides. The two sides on the right and the left that he gave the entire border. But when it came to Tavim Batim, which is the Mizruch and the Ma'ariv, he only gave one side half and one side the whole amount. 150 amos, 100 amos. So what's the halacha? How much of his property was he kaina? Omar Rav lekonel keneged akotzer. He's only kaina 50 by 100. Only keneged the shorter side, because on that side only bordered to there. The other side, why you want to write? Why they put 100? Because it's one owner on that side. So it's one owner on that side. He said that on that side it's bordering Reuven's field, and Reuven's field is 100 amos long. So that's why you wrote that person. But they don't need the full 100 amos. It just means 50, like the other side is only 50, this side is only 50 or so. So you only kind of connect a katzer, which is 50 by 100, not 100 by 100. Omer le Rav Kana, Rav asked the Rav, why don't you say, v'yikne k'nega reish tur? Why don't you make a diagonal? Make a diagonal, because on one side it's 100 amos, and the other side is 50, so make a diagonal line from that 100 to 50, and make it go across that way, and therefore you'll get basically half of the other side of the property, and you'll be getting 3/4 of his property. Instead of half, it'll be 3/4 of his property will be yours, because on one side it's long, one side's katzer. Make a line from the end of the katzer to the end of the aruch, and make a diagonal, and that's how much property is sold. Why is it going to get start? And Shostak Rav was quiet, and the Rashbam was mvuyer that the Rav agreed to it. Because then the Rashbam says, when it says a moid de Rav, that Rav is moid in a certain case, so the Rashbam speaks out, Mekami de Ishtik, I have a boss of the Ishtik, Oide by Tavai, he's moid to both of them. So the Mar says, Moide Rav is Moide that you go boss a Rosh Tor, even in the Havmid he held here, you go boss a Rosh Tor, in a case like this. So on one side, for example, the Mizrach, there's Ruvein Vishimin Mechagisa, Ometza, and the second Meitza is Levi Yehuda Mechagisa. So the Ike Meitza Ruvein Vishimin Mechagisa, on one side is Ruvein and Shimon are bordering your property. That means that half your property on that side is bordering Reuven's field, and the other half of your property on that side is bordering Shimon's field. Well, and on the other side, on the west side, will make to Levi Yehuda Mechagisa. You have Levi and Yehuda. So midahavel el michtav, the Reuven keneged Levi, with the Shimon keneged Yehuda. If you wanted to give the whole property, you're right that it's Reuven across from Levi and Shimon across from Yehuda. Like Kosev Le, here you wrote, you wrote here on one side is Shimon and Levi, on one side is Reuven and Shimon. So one side you wrote that there's Reuven and Shimon, and the other side you only wrote Yehuda, for example. One side you wrote Reuven and Shimon, the other side you only wrote Yehuda. So there, it's clearly that on one side, you should have said Yehuda Keneged Shimon, if you want to only do half. But you wrote Reuven and Shimon on that side. Why are you writing Reuven and Shimon? It means that whole side I want to give to you. On the other side, you didn't write Levi and Yehuda, you only wrote Yehuda. So since you only wrote Yehuda on that side, so here's the, obviously a diagonal. On one side, you're getting the whole entire side of that property that's connected to the field of Reuven and Shimon. On the opposite side, you're only getting Yehuda. So there it's obviously in a diagonal. Let's read it inside one more time. We could have wrote that Reuven connected Levi, Shimon connected Yehuda, which means the whole entire property. Like Kosovo, you didn't write that. Shema Minot connected Reish toward Amalei. And what did you write? You wrote that Reuven and Shimon on one side and Yehuda on the other side. So there's obviously a diagonal. And the case before that we said that there was a Shiloh, what the halach was, at the end, Rav was Maida, but there, only Reuven bordered the other side. So there you couldn't write. And Reuven was all 100 Amos. You couldn't write anything else. You don't want to write Chatzi Reuven, you just wrote Reuven. So there it's a Shiloh, do you mean the whole Reuven or not? Because there the case was Reuven was on one side, the other side was Levi and Yehuda. So there, you only wrote Yehuda, so it's half. And why did you write the whole Reuven? Because no half there. So there it makes sense, where Rav held in the half, I mean it's only half. But here, where it's Reuven and Shimon, why did you write Reuven and Shimon on that side? Obviously, you want the whole side, and also you only write Yehuda, it's obviously going on a diagonal, even the first Lashon of Rav, before he was Chayzer, there, here he would agree that it goes in a diagonal. So, again, it's good to look at the pictures here. Meitzer Reuven Mizrach Umayriv, Meitzer Shimon Safa Medarim. You have a property, and Reuven lives on two sides of him, and Shimon lives on two sides. Reuven is on the west and the east, and Shimon's on the Tzofen and the Darm. Okay, and you have a property in the middle of this. So you look at the picture there, you have Reuven on one side east, Reuven on west, and Shimon on north, and Shimon in south. So here, if you just write, my field's bordering Reuven and Shimon, then all you'll get is half this property on a diagonal. Because it'll be, let's say, you'll get the east and the south of the property. That's what you get, the east and the south, by a diagonal. That's it, because you said Reuven and Shimon. Or you'll just get the Shimon and Reuven side, which mean the west and the north. Either that or that. That's all you get. So the only way that you should get the whole entire property, Tarach L'michtav, Meitzer Reuven Ruchin Train, two sides of Reuven, both sides, or Meitzer Shimon Ruchin Train, and both sides where it's next to Shimon. And the Rashbam speaks out, the Kol Shekeins at the Rashbam, this is at the end of the Ramaschal Meitzar, right before the Ramaschal Sayim Leis Akronis, the Rashbam says, the Kol Shekeinim Yichtav Le Beferish, Meitzer Reuven Mizrach HaMayriv, the border is Reuven's field on the Mizrach and the Mayriv side, and Meitzer Shimon Safa Medarim, of course there the Shav Adamin, there it's Pashit, that would be good enough and to clearly give him the entire property. So the Maravait, Abaylu, Sayim Leis Akronis, let's say you have a field that a lot of people are surrounding this property. You have all different sides, all different people. And by the corners, Reuven's on one corner, Shimon's on another corner, Levi's on another corner, Yehuda's on another corner. And what you said was, this field has a corner, Reuven is one corner, Shimon's property is another corner, Levi's another corner, Yehuda's another corner. So on one hand, you say that you get the whole property like a square and just giving the four corners. Or maybe you just make an X because there's other people living on other sides. Maybe I'm only giving you Keneged Reuven, Keneged Shimon, Keneged Levi Yehuda, so only Keneged their corners. And therefore, if you only Keneged their corners, so then, if you're only doing Keneged their corners, then it'll be like an X, and it's all you're getting in the property is like an X. That's the Gemara Shaila. Salam is a Kronos Mai, we don't know. What's Alacha? Kimin Gamahu. What's Alacha Kimin Gam? And the Rashbam learns it's like Imtim Slema by Sayim Lo Yisakronos, they only kind of connect the corners, that is because you're only giving them the corners. But let's say I give them a whole gam, which means I don't just give them the corner. The way it works is here in this case that Reuven and Shimon lived on each side, like on 100 feet in on each side of the corner, and Levi Yehuda lived on the opposite corner. You know, each one 100 feet into the property, 100 feet into the property. So now, if you outline the two corners, so it's like a L shaped in each corner. Now, that maybe just means the entire property. On the other hand, maybe it just means you take those two L shapes and you just do a space from one L to the other L, and that's all you have. Look at the picture again, but let's read the Rashbam inside. Kamin Gam, Oysivan is the name of the cough. Looks like a cough, it's like an L. Kagoin Shemeta like Karen de Remis Mizrachis. For example, the southeast and the Karen Svinus Maravis, which is the northwest, the Nimsa Shemeta Tchila called Ruach Kazet. You made each Ruach, you made the borders. So im timtzloim agabe sayim loy is akronis. The loy kona ele k'neged akronis, only k'neged the corners. Harim shem dahasim loy sayim as aruchas. There you didn't make any sides, just the corners. Av halcha shemitzar tchila kol ruchas. Here lemaisa every ruach, every direction is taken care of. The darim is taken care of. The mizruch is taken care of. The tzofin is taken care of. The marv is taken care of. So there k'misha meisar it's cool on dami. But kona kol you kona anything. Oy dilma loy kona lachas exel. Only you only kona on a diagonal from one L to another L. That's shaila number two. Shaila number three is b'sei rugin on top of base. It's rugin mahu. Let's say you have a case here. You have Reuven Shimon on one side, Levi Yehuda on the other side, Zvul and Yisach on the next side, and Yosef Yehuda on the other side. So you have over here eight people surrounding it. And you gave a name of one person on each side. He said, Keneged Reuven on the east, Keneged Levi on the north, Keneged Yisachar on the west, and Keneged Yosef in the south. That's what you said. Now, you only gave one name. There's two people on your side. And you did every other one. So on one hand, you could say, I want to give every side, but I'm not interested in enumerating every person. So you coin everything. Or you only coin that diagonal, that direction that belongs to that person. Let's read Rosh Bam inside this side. Look, go and show you. Makif Noisah Shmoyna B'Yadim. Eight people around them. Shnayim B'chol Ruach. Reuven Shimon Mizrach, Levi Yehuda Menat Tzafon, Yisachar Vezul Menat Meiriv, Yosef Yom Menat Dorim. And the Kosav, he wrote Reuven on the Mizrach side, only one name, not Reuven and Shimon. Levi Mitzad Tzafon, you didn't write Levi Yehuda. Yisachar Mitzad Meiriv, Yosef Mitzad Dorim. So Intim Tzalemi Kimin Gam Leikana, if you hold Kimin Gam Leikana, El Balachsin, only down the middle, Hanim Shimon Derech Limkar Talamecha Bebe Sadis. Alain Derech Limkar Bebe Sarugin, you don't, every other piece of property, on the property, you're not going to sell like that. But Aglayim Adava, Tarichar Lichtav Klum, this must be, because you don't want to write every name. But Dolgum Isarugin, Lita Meitz Vichal Dal Ruchas. The reason why you didn't put every name is too much to write. You wrote every other name, because it doesn't make sense. You have such a funny property, every other parcel belongs to him, it makes no sense. Like look at the picture. Only connected that person, that's what you kind of. If you look at the picture, you know, connected that part of Reuven, you kinda, connected that part of Yom like kinda, and so on and so forth. So that's the Gemara Shaila, and all these Shailas, the Gemara of Lives, with a Teiku.